USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both of the Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, with around 98% of the vote reported. Senator David Perdue and challenger John Ossoff remain in a virtual tie with a gap of around 1,000 votes between them, while Reverend Raphael Warnock is up by about 35,000 votes on Senator Kelly Loeffler. Many see the close races in Georgia as a sign that the state is changing on the electoral map from a traditionally deep red state to one that's far more competitive. Vernon Jones is a Democratic Georgia state representative who tells Newsmax that Democrats in his state have taken advantage of Republican complacency to make this election cycle more competitive than in the past.
But what I believe they have done is awaken a sleeping giant. The Republicans got comfortable, and the Democrats, they were more eager in this election than the Republicans, because they just thought if you win the primary, then you're shooing in the general election. Well, that's why they're where they are now.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A number of Republican lawmakers say they will challenge the Electoral College vote on Wednesday when Congress meets to certify it, citing alleged voter fraud in several states. But some conservative legislators are against making those challenges. California Republican Representative Tom McClintock is one of them. He tells Fox News that Congress should not have the power to decide which electors count and which do not.
Well, Congress has no authority to pick and choose which electoral votes it's going to count and which it won't, and for good reason. If it has that authority, then the Electoral College doesn't mean a thing. Congress elects the president. And under our Constitution, that only occurs if a candidate fails to receive a majority. If Congress can throw out votes for any reason, and by the way, we can come up with any reason, then the elections are simply a formality. Congress actually is calling the shots. That fundamentally alters the separation of powers that is the central architecture of our Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A number of Republican lawmakers say they will challenge the Electoral College vote Wednesday when Congress meets to certify it, citing alleged voter fraud in several states. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a group of 13 senators who will issue challenges, though he admits he's fighting an uphill battle. Cruz tells Fox News that he hopes he's able to convince his colleagues to vote for his proposal for an emergency audit of votes in the disputed states.
I think it's in everyone's interest for there to be a credible forum that is impartial, that has credibility, that can consider the evidence. And what I'm calling for is an emergency 10-day audit. Just audit the results, consider the claims, look at the evidence, and by doing it in 10 days, we can complete it before January 20th, before the presidential inauguration. And I think that would help provide much greater faith and confidence in the election than simply charging forward and saying whatever the results are, whatever the fraud was, we're going to certify anyway. I hope Congress doesn't do that. But right now, based on the public statements, it sure seems that's the direction the votes are going.
Georgia has become the fifth U.S. state to identify a case of the new coronavirus variant sweeping through the U.K. Colorado is one of those states that has seen cases of the new strain. That state's governor, Jared Polis, tells MSNBC that the new strain is not yet widespread.
This is not the most widespread variant in our state. It would be popping up a lot more. We have some other possible cases of the variant that are going into the more rigorous analysis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.